Welcome to another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. I'm Steve, and we're the old Woodside store today. Here we're in between San Jose and San Francisco. Beautiful countryside. This is a store. It's from the 1800s, right after the gold rush. And today, they're trying to restore what everything looked like. So we're going to walk around. We're going to show you some of the way people lived here and operated this store. Mr. Tripp was the owner. He moved here from the East Coast, moved to this area, and developed this store that had a postmaster. There's a dentist as well. So we'll go around and show you what it looked like. And this is minutes away from Silicon Valley.
Prices are from the 1880s.
Can you tell us a little bit about this store? Like, what does it signify? What was the idea of this and what did it present?
So we represent it right now from the 1880s because we actually have people that are still around. I remember coming here as kids. It was basically open in 1909. It was open here for a while. So a lot of people remember coming here as kids, and we were able to store that time period. But it was also from 1854. So we have a time period around that. Like these price here were from the 1880s, so we try to have that time period.
So 1854 is when the store was born, and this is when Mr. Tripp moved here.
Here from New York area in the early 1849, and then he was a dentist in San Francisco, but he didn't really like it over there, so he moved down here, became a logger for a couple of years, just like 3 or so years, and he was also James Ryder, and also Matthias Parker, since from Ellis, and they built the store, so it was a career there.
Tell us a bit how his dentistry operated and how much it cost. And
So it was around $2 every tooth. That was like what the main thing he was doing around here, so he was in charge of all that. But he was also in charge of making sure that, like, people had health insurance, so he pulled out people's teeth.
It was founded back in 1854 by Matthias Parkhurst and Dr. R.O. Tripp. They were serving the loggers in the area, and it was one of the first dental stores between San Francisco and San Jose. Dr. Tripp advertised that anything you wanted, he could sell. So he made frequent trips up to San Francisco to get supplies. But in some of the old maps, instead of the town of Woodside, it just says Tripp's store. So he was a very well-known character, and this was a community gathering spot. So every year on the first Sunday in May, we try to take a step back in time and see what life used to be like, whether it's churning butter, sawing logs, making shingles, or trying out some of our old-fashioned equipment. So we have two washer machines here. Over there is our old washer, and over here is the new washer machine.
So let's see how this works.
You close the cover. You agitate the clothes with the handle here. And then...
So there's like the spinning part.
That's the spinning part. Because when you turn the handle, it spins it, right? Yes. And then instead of having to wring it out by hand like you used to do, you have the wringer. Mm-hmm. So. Through it went. And this was much easier on your hands than having to wring it out.
Yeah.
It's not a dryer. You had to still dry it on the line. Yeah. But this was to wring out your clothes. The old washer before the new washer was invented. Mm-hmm. So you'd keep it moving with your hands. Mm-hmm. Then you would use the scrub board. You'd have some lye soap. Scrub, 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 scrub. However much you needed to do, but the hard part on your hands, two hard parts on your hands, lye soap, and the lye was really hard on the hands and the skin. And then wringing it out, there are legends that women would sometimes develop arthritis in their hands just from wringing out the laundry.
We're making shingles for the roof, and this is how they made them 150 years ago with using this tool, which is called a froe, and using this tool, which is called a mallet. And normally the shingles would have been taller than we're making them today. But, this is for examples, okay? So we're going to take the froe. Mm-hmm. This is your job now. We're going to lay the froe here, okay? And then we take the mallet. And you're going to make a wood shingle.
All right. What are you going to do with your
We do have a little night ice in this one. Okay, and then we would.
We made a big one.
Yeah, and this is how they made wood shingles 100 years ago. And if you look on the roof, you see there'd be quite a few of them up there. It's a long process.
And it's waterproof. Water doesn't go through it, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm not going to say it's 100% waterproof, but it is pretty water resistant. Yes.
This is a bank.
It's a bank.
These are little banks. Yeah. So back in the day when a penny could actually buy something,
yeah,
the parents would encourage their children to save their pennies. The banks helped in that manner. So we'll show you how they work here. Go ahead and put a penny in the clown's pan. Mm-hmm. So press over here very lightly. Okay, the clown swallows a penny. Okay, how about this one? Put a penny there and the whale. This is Jonah and the whale. Mm-hmm. Press right over here in this lever. Press kind of hard. And okay.
And now, when was this? How old
these? These are pre 1900.
Pre-1900s.
Yes, they're over 100.
Amazing.
Okay, now, put one on the bulldog's nose. Flat on the nose. Press on the tail. Now, vibrate just a little bit. Oh, almost there. There you go.
Wow.
Okay, very good.
They work really well for being 107 years old.
So sometimes the internal parts are made out of hot metal, and they do wear over time, and you can't get replacement parts. So
Yes.
The unit is retired, right?
So tell us more. This is like the stuff. This is a replica, or this is what exactly what it looks
like? This is what it looked like. In fact, this very, very bar top right here is from the store. You see how wide that piece of wood is? Yeah, there's no way you could find a piece of wood that wide in today's market.
Look, that's actual
basic piece of wood.
My name is Sonia Shell, and this is a banjo, and this is Johnny Campbell playing the fiddle,
mm-hmm.
and Phyllis Irk with the dobro. We're playing bluegrass and old-time music, and we're here at the Woodside Store Day to celebrate what life would be like in the 1850s.
So would this music would be similar to what they played around that time,
yes.
You would say?
Yeah.
And even the instruments would be similar? Oh, that's awesome.
The banjo came from Africa, originally with slaves, and then it was developed into this style about the mid-1800s in Virginia.
And what are some of the songs, the name of some of the songs you're playing? Any, do they have names or any style?
Old Joe Clark. It's like old-time string band music.
So this is the blacksmith.
This is how the blacksmith.
Little bit about how this works.
The forge is in the back, and you see there is no chimney through the roof, so we're not going to have a fire. But that is the forge in the back, the bellows to the left, which adds oxygen to increase the heat of the fire. But like the poster here says, in the old days, a blacksmith or a farrier, and a farrier is a person who takes horseshoes and actually applies them to the shoe or the hoof of an ox or a horse. And it's somewhat important to realize that it's fairly easy to make iron tools.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so easy to put a horseshoe on an ox safely.
Wow.
Two jobs.
Yeah.
Very important. Tripp would have had them both. The tools here now, again, just if you look closely to the right, there's a very large collection of wrought iron tools.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I was reminded by one of my friends and supervisors here how we got all of this. I would suspect at least you might know what Sunset magazine was. There was a famous magazine called Sunset that was for about 40 or 50 years, the way the people that came to California from wherever, mm-hmm. they would learn the lifestyle and the furniture and outdoor dining and all those things.
Yeah.
The Lane family, who were the owners of Sunset, uh-huh. they had a famous exhibition house in Palo Alto where they would demonstrate all of these wonderful things. And the backstory I was reminded is that these original tools come from a working ranch mm-hmm. in Santa Cruz County that was a ranch bought by the Lane family. Mm-hmm. And the Lane family didn't need the blacksmith shop. They were going to use the building for something else. Mm-hmm. And they put all the tools in storage. And they said to us, hey, do you want this? We're going to make the donation. Yeah. And way long ago, before my time, mm-hmm. somebody on the board said yes, but they put it in the story. Years later, they built this building, mm-hmm. which, to be honest, this is the newest building mm-hmm. here on the property. The rest of what is behind me, the original structure is 1854, but this is 1970, 1980.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Okay. Thank you for watching another episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. We're here to get a sense of what life was in the 1850s in Northern California. How people lived, how they survived and enjoyed life over 150 years ago. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a message, comments on what you like about it, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for watching.